Yo, it's 10:16 a.m. So I wanted to get up around now. I set the alarm for 9:30. 10:16, close enough. I had a hard time. I woke up for like, I do this all the time. I wake up and I'm just up for like an hour and a half. And I know I look at my phone. I probably shouldn't look at my phone. But I'm awake. I'm so fucking awake. At like 5 o'clock. And it's like, what am I going to do? I go to bed. Maybe it was like 6. Because I went to sleep around 2. I woke up like 5:36. And I'm just like fucking awake. And then I end up looking at my phone. I listen to Rachel Maddow. Whatever the fuck. Yeah. I know, that gets me kind of like my brain going too much, I guess, but I can't just lay there. So it cuts into my sleep time. And then I adjust my expectations for wake up time. So here we are. Yesterday, and I didn't talk to anybody all day except for Jacqueline on the phone. And I texted with some people, whatever. And at like 9:30, I'm like, I gotta go. Or this was like 9 o'clock. I'm like, I gotta go somewhere. So I went to a show. I went just to hang out. I go in, I shake some hands, say hello. I was there 5 minutes, and I was like, I gotta get out of here. I was like, there was somebody there. Not that I don't like them, so I don't want to have to talk to them, and I don't want to tell them I don't like. I don't need to have enemies unnecessarily, but I left. Smart move on my part, but I didn't really talk to anybody. That's like on every time I don't have a confrontation. I'm very confrontational with people I don't know. With people I do know, I want to be confrontational, but then I think I don't need more enemies. I don't need people thinking I don't like this guy. They like me, and they don't know I don't like them. And I think that's the best way to be, because I'm not going to get, that's the thing about not liking somebody, they're not going to be like, you're right. They're never going to say, oh, because, and that's all I want is for them to say, you're right, I'm the worst, I'm going to go live in the mountains and think about it for the next year, and then I'll come back a different person. Thank you for telling me why I suck as a human being, I am gonna quit comedy because of those points that you pointed out. I don't want anybody to quit comedy. We're all on a journey. You never know where people are gonna end up. But then sometimes you watch people and you're like, oh fuck, this dude's never gonna get it. Sometimes they get it. Where other people think they get it, and I never think they get it. It's a subjective art form. So what today? Oh, I have a phone call. I have a business phone call at 11 a.m. That made me have to get up. So when I'm done with this and putting this up, I have a conference call about business. Isn't that nice? I might have some money coming in. Well, I have a few bucks coming in anyway. I'm not doing so bad. I've been worse. I guess let's look at the news. Dead sperm whale found with 30 kilograms of trash in digestive system. Kilograms, of course, is how they measure cocaine. And I believe one key is a lot. So 30 That would be a lot of trash and or cocaine inside of a whale. Okay, so we gotta stop throwing trash in the ocean, right? I mean, that's gotta stop. We can't keep coming. I want to eat whale, and they're gonna be all full of garbage. Well, I don't want to eat whale, but I want to eat fish. And if it's in the whale, it's gonna be in the fish, right? So where does the garbage go? We tried throwing in the water. I guess that made sense for a little while, but we've been doing it too long. Outer space, I believe, has probably been brought up. That makes Why don't we just load up trash rockets and fucking launch them out there? I guess they could fall to Earth. Is that the issue? So you'd have to make them go far enough. Burning it is, that's bad. That's pollution too. Landfills. I mean, that doesn't seem like a great idea either. I'm from, of course, a place of a famous landfill, Staten Island. Quite a landfill they got there. And it's where they took the 9/11. That's where they took the Trade Center. Staten Island landfill. And it's just like I get the concept, but it doesn't seem to be the smartest idea. Now, we just got to worry about America, really, because other countries have their own systems, and I think a lot of them are, some are better than others, but we're not going to adopt anybody else's system, even if it works, because look at our healthcare system. So, I say we got to pick a state. We have a lot of real estate in the middle of the country, where the places that the people call the heartland, but there's no people in them, or there's some. You know, it's like Wild Wild Country. This sex cult comes in and kind of pushes out the people, and it's bad for a couple people, but it's a big sex cult. This is garbage, and we're just going to make that state the garbage state, whatever. What's a good one? I'm going to say Wyoming. Wyoming does not it has no people in it. Just get out of there, and we're going to make that state the dump. And everything just goes to Wyoming. And I guess we could dig down as far as we can, and then we just keep piling it up, and we see how high we can get the fucking pile over the course of time. But I think if we just concentrated it in one spot, we could get it going. Now, if you live in Wyoming, don't worry. You get to move to I don't know, Kansas or something. You don't have to go to Kansas. You can go to North Dakota or Colorado. You border on those states. And I guess, and it would become like a sightseeing attraction. Because think about like a whole state, like a whole thing just filled in with trash right up along the border. And it goes higher and higher until you just, I mean, we'll get that thing up into outer space eventually with our garbage. And I think that's a solid plan. I'm gonna write it up and send it to the president. The man who accused, no, I'm not gonna read that. And I'm not going to read, oh, Alabama evangelist Acton Bowen jailed in Hoover on child sex charges involving young boy. Now, we got to keep these. I think anybody who is a priest or a pastor, or I mean, Catholic priest, 100% across board, no kids for you, right? You don't get no kids. And then, but I think any kind of holy person, no children. Just stay away from them. They're not for you. You're not allowed to be with children. You're not allowed to have children. I guess some can have children. I don't know about that. But stay away from, maybe stay away from the people. I'm saying we put up a screen and you just tape all your stuff. Just video record your sermon. Put it up on a nice screen. And you don't even have to ever, no one ever, and no one meets you from the church. Because it just leads to, now, I just know if I was if I had that kind of power over people, I'd abuse it. Now, I wouldn't molest a child. Of course not. They're not attractive to me. Would I use it to have sex with women? Possibly. Would I use it to get money out of people? Absolutely. So, I think if you're not there physically, it's harder to take advantage of people. Now, you can still take their money. But if someone wants to give you their money because you're making them feel good, no problem. But don't molest their children. That's rude and illegal. All right. This was what it was. There's been better shows, but I don't feel terrible about it. I'm not embarrassed of it. I'm not going to go put it. I'm not going to say, here's my entry into the podcast Emmys. Here's show of the year for the podcast awards, whatever they may be. Not that I don't get involved in podcast politics. I don't get this podcast is kind of under the radar, and that's the way it's always going to be. Even if it get once it gets to be the biggest podcast in the world, I'm not going to be a part of all the podcast politics out there. Okay, I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.